3 a.m. Tales of Terror contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of 3 a.m. Tales of Terror. We tell you stories of the paranormal and ghost stories of the like here. So, just in case you forgot.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Jamie.
And I'm Kenny.
that's my bad. Okay, so this episode, we're going to tell you about the Golden Fleece, which is a pub. Like, it's a inn and a pub in England. And then we're going to come back to the United States, and we're going to talk about the White House. Like, the real White House, not this White House.
Bad joke is bad. Nobody gets that joke either.
Our last name is White, so just...
Wait, it is?
Which, if anybody on Facebook follows the podcast page, they're going to know, because when I repost, it has my full name on there, so.
Yeah, you know.
But, anyways.
Now they're going to dox us.
Because I post so much. I actually made my Facebook super private, so.
I wouldn't have any social media if it was up to me. So.
Yeah, so anyways.
But it's not up to me.
No, it's not. Because I need somebody to send 40 TikToks to.
While I'm sleeping. The one night I'm like, you know, I'm going to go to bed a little early.
Can you put your phone on silent? It'll be all right. Anyways, revert back to the podcast.
I don't think I will.
And actually...
Actually?
we're not the White House anymore. Because your parents' house is the White House.
We're the White Manor.
No, we were the White Manor in Kernersville. And then now, when we moved back to your mom's house... They kept the White Manor because we brought our Wi-Fi back. And then now we're the White Farmhouse. It's White Farmhouse. Even though we do not live in a farmhouse.
Well, we do live in the woods, though.
Yeah. We do technically live on farmland, but we don't live in a farmhouse.
Let's revert back to the podcast.
Okay, anyways. All right, so the first story, it's kind of short, but because it just tells you, like, it goes into a little bit of the history of the Golden Fleece and then goes straight into the spooky shit. So, it's pretty short, but then we have the White House. It talks a lot more about its history and about some of the presidents and stuff that have been in there that have seen some stuff or that still haunt it. So we have our director, Eli. He's here. He's ready to take his nap. So, all right. So, we're going to get started on this. The Golden Fleece is an inn and pub in York, England. The seemingly narrow building has many stories to tell. Perhaps a normal passerby won't see the difference between the Golden Fleece and any other pub in York, but the locals know it's haunted by at least 15 ghostly residents. So a little bit more history about the Golden Fleece. The Golden Fleece was already mentioned in the York City archives as far back as 1503. It is believed that it was once owned by members of the Merchant Adventurers Guild, who traded in fleeces and wool, hence the Golden Fleece hanging above the entrance door. It has been an inn since 1656, though officially licensed in 1668. In the early 18th century, the Golden Fleece was owned by John and Alice Peckett. John Peckett was the Lord Mayor of York around 1702. The backyard of the inn is named Lady Peckett's Yard. That's cute. You can find the Golden Fleece on Pavement, which is in the center of York. It overlooks the medieval shops of the Shambles, and it has a clear view of the York Minster. Yeah.
Yes, Minster.
Minster?
Like Westminster Abbey.
Oh, okay.
Minster.
It is situated next to the medieval timber-framed Herbert House. The Golden Fleece seems like a narrow building, but once inside, you'll be surprised how deep it is. The inn was restored and rebuilt in the 19th century, and in 1983, it was designated as a Grade 2 listed building by English Heritage. The pub is on the ground floor, and there are 4 guest rooms above, but staying over is not for the faint-hearted. York is a very haunted city, and the Golden Fleece is no exception. It is said that at least 15 different ghosts haunt this building, a few of which have been seen more often and have been given nicknames. So, he's going to tell you about
the ghosties.
Some of the ghosties.
Lady Alice Peckett. Many guests reported seeing and hearing a woman going up and down the stairs in the middle of the night. This ghost is believed to be the spirit of Lady Alice Peckett. She's also known for moving furniture around because she doesn't agree with how it was placed. Like a woman.
I was going to say like your mom, but you also do the same shit, so.
No, I don't.
You literally do.
How?
You've done it with the living room.
Once.
You did it with your bedroom as a child.
It's because I had undiagnosed autism.
Oh my god. Anyways. It's not just a woman thing. You do it too.
Maybe I am a woman. They don't know. Nobody would know.
Oh my god. I hope I would know.
I mean, it would still make you a lesbian.
We're not going back there.
The Canadian Airmen. Yes. Another ghost that is often seen and heard is the ghost of the Canadian Airman. His name was Jeff Monroe. He fell to his death from one of the upper windows of a hotel during World War II. The airman sometimes appears to guests on the third floor in the middle of the night wearing his full military uniform. He doesn't speak. He just stands there in the dark, gazing down on them.
Menacingly.
One-Eyed Jack and the Grumpy Man. Two rather unpleasant ghosts of the Golden Fleece are a ghost named One-Eyed Jack and a man who is often seen in company referred to as the Grumpy Man. One-Eyed Jack wears a 16th or 17th century red frock coat, and he carries an old-fashioned pistol. He is often seen in the bottom bar of the pub. The Grumpy Man seems to like it there, too. This ghost sits at the bar just like a living person, and he angrily glares at people. If he is approached, he is said to mutter some curse words before vanishing. He leaves behind a feeling of dread. So, depressed spirits.
It sounds just like a normal grumpy old man.
The Victorian Boy. A very kind and harmless ghost is the ghost of a very young Victorian boy. It is believed that he was trampled to death by a horse while he was playing in front of the pub. He rarely interacts with the living, but he is known to pull innocent pranks on people. When that happens, soft giggling can be heard. The Victorian boy is often seen in the bar.
I just didn't know that you lived in England and died back then because you're the fucking grumpy man. That's literally you. Like, that's you and Eli. If you and Eli died in that pub, that's what your nicknames would be. The Grumpy Man.
I'm not grumpy.
You're a little grumpy. He's very grumpy.
That's because he has to deal with you all day, and I also have to deal with you all day.
Yeah, well, you know, he's going to stop being...
So you're saying that the common denominator is you.
No, he's going to stop being fucking grumpy, because if he keeps me up like he did last night, we're going to have problems.
He's an angel.
Yeah, right.
Earth angel. Earth angel. It's Keek.
Well, I don't know what that is. Is that a song?
Yes. That's why I sang it.
What song is it?
I believe it's called Earth Angel. Oh.
Anyway, he's not an angel. So, anyways, there's also Roman soldiers in the cellar. Many centuries ago, Roman soldiers once walked the grounds of York, also where the Golden Fleece is located today. Many people have seen Roman soldiers in full armor marching through the inn cellar until disappearing through the walls. They don't acknowledge the living. They are more likely a physical imprint of long ago. The cellar. This does bring us to the cellar and what it was once used for. Those sentenced to death by hanging were hung at Bail Hall. The dead criminals were taken to the Golden Fleece, where they were left in the cellar. They would remain there until their bodies were claimed by their relatives. This probably has left its mark on the building as well. And the Golden Fleece today. At the beginning of this year, the Golden Fleece made it to newspapers because the skull of Elizabeth Johnson was stolen from the pub. Now, I do not know when this article was written, so I do not know what year this was. Anyways, Elizabeth Johnson had been sentenced to death by hanging on August 23rd, 1800. She was found guilty for intending to fraud the Bank of England with a forged £1 banknote. Luckily, the person who took the skull returned it a few weeks later. Elizabeth is back in her wooden box again. Another fake skeleton named Saul also took up residence in the Golden Fleece. You see, you never know who you'll run into there, but it is a great place to stay. I also don't know where I got my information from. I think it was littlehouseofhorrors.com, but I didn't put it in here. So, that's good to know.
Good job.
Yeah. So.
Now we're going to talk about the White House.
Yeah, that was, I told you, the Golden Fleece is a very short story. It was very,
and as a history nerd, White House has some pretty sketchy shit going on.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on in the White House. There's a lot of people that haunt the White House. Many of the rooms, many people have seen stuff. So, I've been wanting to do the White House for a while, but like, I don't know. I just hadn't. But I was like, you know what? We're going to do it. And now we're doing it.
The White House is the home and office of the President of the United States of America. John Adams had it constructed in 1800. He thought it was important for the president to live among the people. You can find the White House on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, northwest of Washington, D.C., apart from the fact that this is the most well-known house in America, it's also a well-known haunted house. This neoclassical building, made of white-painted sandstone, was designed in 1792 by architect James Hoban. It took 8 years to construct the place. President John Adams would enjoy living in it for only a short period of time, for a year later, he was knocked off his throne by Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson moved into the White House in 1801 and expanded the building almost immediately. In 1814, the White House was nearly destroyed by a fire by the British Army during the War of 1812, including everything inside of it. During this war, America and Great Britain fought about Canada. That day, what went into the history books as the Burning of Washington ensured the building came out of the battle bigger and stronger. The renovation of the White House started almost immediately after the fire and was still under construction when President James Monroe moved in 1817. Theodore Roosevelt constructed the West Wing in 1901, 8 years later. William Howard Taft constructed the first Oval Office. Harry Truman fortified all the walls with a frame made of steel because the frame had to be built from within the house. It was a huge operation. Construction-wise, all is peaceful now. But on the inside, it's far from quiet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not including all the underground tunnels, the underground railway station, the vaults, the war rooms, and everything else that's been added.
My parents have been to the White House.
Been a couple of times.
No. They've been, like, inside the White House. I've never been inside the White House.
I have also been inside the
White House. I just have a picture of me in fifth grade because, you know, we took that fucking D.C. trip. In fifth grade.
I feel like every kid did.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They took that DC trip, and I have a picture of me and my mom outside of the gates in with the White House.
I've been around the Pentagon a lot more than the White House. The
Pentagon?
Yeah, I worked.
Oh, that's right, you did work there.
We built the 41-story tall Metropolitan Building.
I've never been inside the White House. They went inside the White House. They took a tour with Miranda because of Kyle. He shall not be named. They took a tour inside the White House. I did not do that. But I have been to see, like, what is it the Pentagon? No, it's not the Pentagon.
The Pentagon is in the shape of a Pentagon.
Yeah. Is that the one at the back of the water? Like, where the water is? Okay. So then, yes, I have seen where that. The Potomac because goes into Adam, the sea. Adam Lincoln. Not Adam Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. His chair is right there. Ain't it? Where, like, his stone statue?
Nope. Not the Pentagon.
Okay, what is that? Okay.
It's the Lincoln Memorial.
Okay.
The Washington Monument.
What? The monument. That's what it is. That's what it is. Because that's, the monument is in the water. In fucking Forrest Gump when Jenny runs to him. When Jenny's running to him. That's where I've been. Where Jenny is running to him in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I've been. I've been there.
That's where the Washington Monument is. It's Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial.
That's all I remember.
The reflecting pool.
But then again, I was also in fifth grade, so there's probably not a lot.
I think the records are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, a bunch of other stuff. It gets destroyed, so it's fine. Fallout.
Mm, yeah. So anyways, back to how the White House is haunted. Many presidents, first ladies, staff members, and guests have seen, heard, or felt something during their stay at the White House. Even our own Dutch queen, Queen Wilhelmina, you know what? Okay. Had an experience there. The second floor is notoriously haunted. This is also where the presidents live and sleep. But also the basement, the attic, and the building's garden are haunted. It's almost like the former residents refuse to leave. Dolly Madison's Rose Garden. First Lady Dolly Madison loved her Rose Garden. She spent most of her time here and designed and managed it all by herself. When over a century later, First Lady Ellen Wilson asked her gardener to move the Rose Garden, Dolly got really upset. Her ghost single-handedly put a stop to this plan by scaring the living daylights out of the gardeners. That's funny. The garden has never been changed because of her. Within the walls of the White House, a faint smell of roses is smelled pretty often. Dolly probably walks by at that moment. That's me, though. No, I put these fucking roses here. They're gonna stay here. We're not moving them. Like, the East Room. The White House is built on the marsh soil of the banks of the Potomac. Is that Potomac?
Potomac.
Okay. Of the Potomac River. This was strategically a great place, but a disaster for the construction. It was very damp the first few years. The East Room was the driest place of the house, and that's why First Lady Abigail Adams chose this room to dry her laundry. Abigail continues to hang her laundry here, even though she's been dead for over two centuries. Her ghost is seen while stretching her arms far out, as if she's carrying a heavy laundry basket in her arms. I don't want to be doing laundry in death, so that won't.
Well, you don't do it in life, that's for sure.
No, so I just hope that that's not my fate, because I don't want to be doing laundry in death. Andrew Jackson's swearing ghost. In 1824, President Andrew Jackson was defeated by John Quincy Adams and lost his presidency. Andrew was not happy about this, and that can be heard loud and clear up until this day. His spirit swears and stamps through the corridors as if he just heard the news. Mary Todd Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln's wife, was very interested in the paranormal and regularly held seances to contact her deceased sons. I knew about that. One of their sons died of tuberculosis at the age of four before Abraham became president. Their 12-year-old son, Will, died of typhoid within the walls of the White House. During her seances, Andrew regularly came by, still roaring.
Speaking of the Lincolns, let's talk about the ghost that has been seen most frequently in the White House. Abraham Lincoln clearly wasn't ready to die yet.
It's almost like
he got fucking assassinated. During his term of office, 1861 to 1865, he had to deal with the American Civil War. He negotiated with the Confederals. The Confederals. That's why I forgot. They're the Confederals.
Oh.
The South. And eventually got their leader, Lee, to surrender on April 9th, 1865. This also meant the end of slavery. Wrong. Slavery was about, you know what? We're gonna keep chucking on. John Wilkes Booth, a fanatical supporter of the Confederals, disagreed and shot Lincoln in the back of his head on April 14th, 1865. The president died the next day at the age of 56. His body was taken back to the White House.
Wait, I didn't know that he didn't die right away. Dang.
Yeah.
Must not have been a great shot then. If you're gonna shoot somebody in the head.
He shot him, I think it was with like a .22 caliber style bullet out of a Derringer.
Mm-hmm.
And point blanked him. So, yeah, it probably didn't kill him straight off.
No, I didn't know that.
What was scary was that Lincoln probably had a premonition of his own death. A few days before he was shot, he dreamt about a president being laid out in the White House and that America was in mourning. First Lady Grace Coolidge first saw him in 1923. He was looking out the Oval Office's windows, facing the Potomac River. Later, President Lyndon B. Johnson's wife felt his presence when she was watching a documentary of Lincoln's death on television. During the presidency of Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1933 to 45, His wife felt the presence of Lincoln while she was working in her office. That room used to be Lincoln's bedroom while he was still alive. Other well-known people who have seen Lincoln. You would say the world leaders are too down-to-earth to believe in ghosts, and you're wrong. The Dutch Queen Wilhelmina, that sounds right, fuck it, was face-to-face with Lincoln while she stayed in the Rose Room. There was a knock on the door, and when she opened it, she saw Abraham Lincoln standing there with his iconic hat on. He turned around and vanished into thin air. The British Prime Minister, Sir Winston Churchill, who visited the White House during the Second World War, also saw him. He had the fright of his life when he came out of the shower completely naked, and when he saw Abraham Lincoln sitting there on the fireplace in the Rose Room, he refused to ever set foot again in the White House.
I mean, if I thought that Abraham Lincoln saw me naked in the White House, I don't know if I'd ever want to go back to the White House again either. Like,
I'd be like, hot gay? Oh my
God. You also have the Rose Room. This is the most active room when it comes to ghosts. Andrew Jackson. Why can't I say his last name?
Andrew Jackson. Because you're Sean Connery.
Andrew Jackson slept in this room, and he caused a lot of disturbance to the 33rd president of America, Harry Truman. He regularly couldn't concentrate on his speeches when Andrew was pacing the room up and down again. The curtains also moved as if someone passed by. He also heard voices in this room. According to Truman, Andrew Jackson and Theodore Roosevelt were arguing about Franklin Roosevelt. Once a president, always a president. This room also has a massive temperature changes. There are cold spots everywhere. Also, the attic. The attic is haunted by two ghosts. One of them is David Burns. This man was kindly, though urgently, requested to sell his land in 1790 so the White House could be built here. Apparently, he was so attached to his land that he lingers here till this day. The other ghost that haunts the attic is that of William Henry Harrison. He was the shortest serving president of the USA. Harrison died exactly 1 month after his appointment by pneumonia. He has some unfinished business to deal with. The basement. In the basement under the White House lives a demonic cat. If you see her, she looks just like a sweet kitten, but when you get closer, she grows bigger and scarier. She doesn't do any harm, but when you see her, something bad is going to happen. She appeared right before the Great Depression of 1929, when Wall Street collapsed, and right before the murder of JFK, John F. Kennedy. So,
the assassination by the CIA on JFK.
So she's the Mothman for the White House. She's Mothman.
She's snitching on the CIA. That's what she's doing. That's what she's doing. She's like, hey, you got some inside fellers in here going to make some shit fucky. Just want to give y'all a heads up.
She is the Mothman of the White House.
The second floor is very haunted. The presidents have their sleeping quarters here. A man and a woman who spent the night here were awoken by a British soldier from the War of 1812 who tried to set their bed on fire. Nice. He isn't the only British man around. A confused British soldier is often seen roaming the corridors. He seems disoriented by fire and smoke that he caused himself. Lyndon B. Johnson's daughter saw the spirit of Will Lincoln, who died at the age of 12. She later found out she was sleeping in his former bedroom. The screams of President Grover Cleveland's wife are heard on this floor as well. She was the first lady to give birth in the White House. It was probably heavy childbirth.
Yeah, she probably had a very traumatic time. And
even the entrance of the White House is haunted. Anne Surratt's spirit is often seen on the porch. Her mother was hanged in 1865 because she was accused of being an accomplice to Abraham Lincoln's murder. Anne's spirit is often seen knocking and begging for the release of her mother. She also sits in the front stairs every 7th of July because that was the day her mother died. Today, the White House is still home and office of the sitting president. I wonder if they know it's haunted before they move in. I guess it's not the first thing you think about when you run for president.
That's sad about her mom, and she just shows up. I mean, that's sad. But also, kind of fucked up that she was hanged because she was an accomplice of Abraham Lincoln's murder.
Correct.
Like, but okay, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. They used to hang slaves. so, like, the whole, like,
it's they used just, to hang everybody.
Yeah. It's still. Anyways, I got my information about the White House from littlehouseofhorrors.com. I'm glad we finally did the White House, because I've been really interested in it for a while. I just haven't done it, done any research on it, so.
I have the White House Lego set.
You do?
Yeah.
You haven't done it?
Yes.
Where's it at?
It's probably with all my other ones.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's cool.
It's a little mini one.
Okay. I didn't know that. Because you have all your Legos out, mostly.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Most of them are still up.
Okay.
Some of them are too big.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is all we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our stories about the Golden Fleece and the White House. Yeah, that's it. That's all we have. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Deuces.
Bye. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the 3 a.m. podcast page. Podcast is plural. You can find pictures and updates on both.
We also now have a Patreon account where you can get ad-free episodes for just $2 a month for both 3 a.m. Tales of Terror and 3 a.m. Crime Time.
If you have any questions or story ideas for us, you can send them to the 3 a.m. podcast page at gmail.com. All of this information will be in the show notes.
Well, that's all we have for you this week. We hope you enjoyed our tales. And remember,
stay terrified.